So tag in an outline. The principle was not only a fact, but an argument for the existence of God. Without God, there is no meaning, truth, rationality, etc. Therefore, God exists. To Van Til, this was the only legitimate proof of God's existence. A proof with any lesser conclusion, Van Til argued, makes God something less than he is. Well, he's the ultimate meaning. He's the Lord of all. Okay, now assume that that's not the case. And let's start from a rational basis of the Kalam argument. But I thought he was Lord of all. Don't you believe that? Oh, I definitely believe he is Lord of all. And he can tell me to do whatever he desires that's not in conflict with his character. Well, okay, he tells you to be to make him Lord of all, and you just didn't do that. So do you honestly believe that? That's what the critique of that point of view should be is, well, do you believe that Jesus is Lord? Yes, only of certain things. Well, if the answer is yes, then again, it makes him a different God than what's in the Bible. And so, we can call that deism of some variety. We're being inconsistent when we start with the argumentation of assumed neutrality. So a proof with any lesser conclusion than makes God something less than he is. And we should not use arguments, he said, that prove that God is, for example, merely a first cause of an intelligent designer or a moral legislator. Again, why is murder deemed wrong? Well, because God on a Tuesday had a burrito and it disagreed with him. And he said, I don't want murder to be the thing that people do. Or he's saying, well, here are the rules that are in place that I have to play the cards by, and I'm dealing them out. And while I deal them out, you should murder or else you lose the game. Okay, then who made those rules? And again, we get to the back to the infinite regress, but God has spoken. He's ended the sentence with a period, and therefore we are in existence. And so unless if you're going to assume whoever the creator of the rules of poker are is God, then we have to find the source of that moral legislation in the character and the person of God.
Right. And so, Frame says, if someone asks Kant what the conditions are that make knowledge possible, he says the answer must, first of all, be the existence of God, the God of Scripture, right? That's kind of the presupposition that we need in order to make knowledge possible. Even when, he tells us, someone argues against Christian theism, Van Til said, in order to argue against it, he has to presuppose it, right? For he has to presuppose that, notice, that rational argument is possible and that truth can be conveyed through language. So we have to assume that reason and rational argument is possible, and we have to assume that truth can be conveyed through language in order to argue against theism. And yet he's suggesting here that there is no good justification for these things, right? They're without foundation. And so he's arguing God has to be the foundation for these things. Mm-hmm. And so that's basically the idea of tag here. And now what Frame is going to do is kind of give us tag in a nutshell next, I think is where he's going with
it. Yeah. Yeah. And we did see kind of this call to action to be better atheists from Scott Christensen, from Mitch Stokes in How to Be an Atheist, where he calls atheists to actually be better
skeptics, right?
of God, and stop treading on our property
or even
rights.
Be better skeptics of their own arguments, their own positions.
Exactly. Be skeptical of all things. Well, okay, how about that? Well, no, you can't question me, I'm the leader here. Or I used a quote recently in the class that I take with that I gave to high school students, where I talked about how when you reach a point in nihilism where you assume all is hopeless, well, just take a bunch of drugs. One of them will eventually work. And had just a lot of good quotes that I've highlighted that I knew exactly where to find that one. So, all right. So what's tag in this nutshell? Well, let's crack it open. The exposition of tag would be something like this. God must exist if there is to be any meaning to the world. in a biblical worldview, God is the basis for all reality and therefore for all rationality, truth, goodness, beauty, etc. Unless God exists, there is no reason to assume the possibility of meaningful communication. This claim can be further conjugated into specific arguments about 1, logic, 2, the uniformity of nature, and 3, the moral standards, which shouldn't be anything new for those who have watched or listened to our show before. These are tend to be the three that we kind of focus on as well. So unless God exists, there is no reason to assume the validity of logic, the uniformity of nature, or the obligatoriness of moral standards. Unless you want to say that they don't exist, by saying they don't exist, you're assuming they do exist because you're going to argue for them not existing.
Yeah.
Which is a logical argument. There's uniformity to them always not existing. And we should argue that they don't exist is correct because it's the moral way to take things.
So good. Yeah. So what Frame now is going to do is kind of walk us through each one of these areas from the tag perspective and show us how tag works through these particular areas, right? In other words, some of the more specific claims of tag, the transcendental argument. So let's start with logic demands the existence of God. Logic demands the existence of God, right? God is logically necessary, says this particular perspective, in the sense that without him, the use of logic would be impossible. He is the source of all order in the world and in the human mind, including logical order. So God acts and thinks in accordance with the laws of logic, right? So he is logic. God is logically necessary, and therefore logic is dependent on God. It would be impossible without God. Now notice, he's not saying that God is bound by the laws of logic. And so there was something, you know, above God, you know, that had authority over him. That's not what he's saying.
Mm-hmm, right.
He's saying the laws of logic and rationality are simply the attributes of who God is, his nature. And the logical structure of the world and the human mind is based on the fact that God is rational. So the creator is rational. That's who and what he is, right? And so what he created is based on the fact that he's rational and that he has wisdom and is reflected in creation. So God's existence is necessary to the very existence of logic. For God is the very source of logical truth. So that's the implications of the tag argument with regard to the notion of logic.
Right. So we're born into this world. We look around ourselves after we've gotten some clothes, some knowledge in our heads, some food in our bellies, and we go, I want to be here and also over there at the same time. I can't do it. God doesn't stand in a universe prime and do the same thing. He doesn't say, I wish to be over here and here at the same time. Oh, darn, I can't do it because there's some outside force acting upon him that doesn't make that necessary. From his own character, he does not want to be split up because he is the ultimate being who exists and has existed. And again, from his own thoughts, he orders the universe. It's one of the reasons why in the time and place that we're in these days, we have kind of faux philosophies trying to supplant it. And by denying these objective truths, at some point you can only run a counterfeit for so long before you have to pay the real bill and ultimately wind up bankrupt. And so that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a world that is denying a logical creator who orders the universe according to his character. And they're saying, no, we're in rebellion to that. And this isn't the first time it's happened. And each time the system gets overturned and upended because there are things like objective truths and laws of logic and ethical truths within the universe that are the exposition of God's character. And so that's what we are seeing here.
Exactly. So, for instance, you know, taking that up, you know, I can't say that this is computer and this same thing is not a computer in the same sense at the same time.
Right.
Well, why not? Well, because it violates, you know, the law of non-contradiction. Well, why is the law of non-contradiction true? Well, because it works. Why? Well, it just does. Well, where did it come from? Well, it just exists. Well, does it come from our brains? You know, they if they're working right, they will follow it. But sometimes they don't work right. And so, you know, they don't follow it. So if it's just dependent on our brains, we're in trouble, right? And so the tag argument says, no, we have to have a foundation, an explanation for those things. And we can't just say it's a brute fact, right? Because that's not a good reason for something, right? Is the idea. Now, you might say, well, you're saying the existence of God is a brute fact. Well, yes, but again, the question is, you have to stop somewhere. If you stop with the thing itself, then you really haven't explained it. Now, we can stop with God because we can say that it's part of who God is. He's the creator. It's part of his nature. We can't say that logic is part of its own nature, right? Because it doesn't work that way.
Or part of us because we fail.
Right. Now, we can say it's part of the universe, right? But then we're still at the same question. Where is that coming from? So what Tag tries to do here is suggest that there are some assumptions that need to be made with regard to God's existence in order for logic and reason to be intelligible and to exist. Mm-hmm. And without God, says this argument, they don't exist, right? That there's no foundation for that. We don't have good reason. We don't have a good reason for their existence. So the transcendental argument is trying to get us back to foundations. And again, it's the question, what has to be the case in order for, in this instance, logic to be the case?
Right. Exactly.
And the answer he's suggesting is God has to exist. Mm-hmm. That's the basic idea.